check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our City Hall update. And Mayor, this will be the last one for July 2021, actually.
Wow.
I know.
Jeez. Yeah.
August 1st, this coming Sunday.
Unbelievable.
It really is. It's flying by.
It is now. I mean, for a while, they have, you go back to, March or so, it seemed like that year just dragged. But then all of a sudden, just back to the old, on the treadmill, just flies by.
It's true. Which is good and bad.
That's right.
How is your summer going so far?
It's going well. I was able to have a little time off last week, so first time in about 16 months. Yeah. It was nice. We as a family were together for the first time in a long time, so it was nice, really nice.
That is nice.
It's always nice to get a break.
It's very important, too, we've learned over the past year and a half or so during the pandemic, and now with another bump, I guess, or blurp or surge, as they're saying. There's concern about school coming up in the fall. What is your concern about that for Quincy?
I'm not overly concerned at this point. This has been a roller coaster ride, this whole process, and I think we made incredible advances on physically the buildings, just the air systems last year. We spent millions on the buildings, and they're in great, great shape. So, I think we're in as good a shape as any district. We'll watch it closely, see what happens, but and unless the state tells us otherwise, I'm inclined that, kids go to school without masks on and let's get back to normal.
So full in-person, no masks?
That's my opinion. Yeah. I'm only one of seven on the school committee.
Right.
Keep that in mind.
Yep.
The superintendent and his team may have recommendations, and then certainly the Department of Education may have recommendations. But, we've seen throughout this, and I get the whole deal about transmitting, but generally, the kids aren't the ones that have been getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, though I think there's some folks that, thought remote learning was tremendous the whole bit, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the kids that would excel in class anyway probably were fine remote. I think the average kid, I always look at myself saying if I was back in high school, I would not be thriving on remote. And I would suggest two out of my three kids would not have been thriving under the remote.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for the average kid, I think in-person is far better.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are my opinions. I mean, there's a lot of other opinions out there, but
That's
just how I feel.
What about a vaccine mandate for educators, school staff?
I just don't believe in mandates on that stuff. I just don't. I mean, it's we enjoy a lot of freedom in this country. People get to use, their judgment. There's people with other health issues that it may be a problem with for. So the flip side is if an educator does not want to get vaccinated, then I don't have any sympathy for them if they want to go remote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't have it both ways,
Speaking of vaccines, is there any plan for if a vaccine is approved for 12 and under to do that in the schools, offered in the schools at least?
Well, I mean, those are decisions by the health experts.
Okay.
I'm 58. I wasn't worried about side effects with a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, and I'm not one of these conspiracy theorist guys at all, but as we know, this process was far faster than any process they've used before.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, if there are any side effects from this, and I know there have been some side effects on some of the shots, and I forget off the top made which ones, Joe, but if a young person, if all of a sudden there's a side effect that has a lifelong effect on them, that would concern me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people who make a lot more money and have a much better background in the health world than I do. And we'll continue to monitor it and see what the experts and the scientists and medical community have to say.
Mm-hmm. Quincy, last I checked 2 days ago, has an over 66% vaccination rate, which is even higher than statewide average. So it's in very good shape.
Absolutely. And, I go back to the partnership with Mana Community Health and all the programs that the others did as well, BI and South Cove, and everybody worked it, and as you know, we had that special relationship with Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
At the West Quantum Street site, and then of course the old Colony Avenue site, and it worked out very, very well. So certainly pleased with the progress in the city of Quincy.
Sure. Let's talk about some upcoming fun stuff, Mayor.
Love to do that.
How's the ceremony for the September 11th dedication coming along?
Well, we're now getting into the real details.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun day again for those that may not recall. We're having it on Saturday, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So it'll be 10 o'clock in the morning, right at the corner of Dunford and McConville Drive. We'll have a lot more to say in the coming weeks on directions, where to park, mm-hmm. and what streets will be blocked, all those kinds of things. But there's a lot of excitement building, certainly in the veterans community, certainly the families and relatives and friends of the generals. We're getting a lot of good feedback from people. And I know there's folks that have walked through the area to see what's there so far of the park. I mean, everything is there except the statues at this point and the bronze bust. So it's all coming together nicely. We got a great team here in my office and certainly extended beyond that with some of my departments that are working on this. It's going to be a great, great day for the city, one of those memorable, historic days. And I know if compared in the past to the Hancock Adams Common, in my lifetime, I think it's going to be in along those lines, certainly crowd-wise and, I think, importance historically.
When was the actual General's Bridge open to vehicular traffic? How's that going to work?
It may not open till that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that the bridge itself will be pretty much done. In our conversations with MassDOT, we know they're probably a punch list that they'll have several months to work through. You know how that goes with construction, Joe. Mm-hmm. We have that with any project that we do, whether it's a building or a roadway. In fact, there's a lot of roadway work going on as we speak, which is great. But the majority, it should be 95-99% done. So physically, the bridge could be opened for business, I assume, and then they'll chip away at whatever those punch list items may be.
Will there be kind of a ceremonial first drive like there was for the Hannon Parkway?
Those are the kind of things we're kicking around now.
Okay.
How best to do this. But we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Later on, there's still plenty of celebrations. There's the Food Truck Festival coming up. And there's talk, I know, of kind of a Heritage Days festival or event at least.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting back into the swing of things,
yeah.
which is great. Absolutely. And Bob Damon has been working with, Bob is our heritage director, and of course Dagny is our tourism director. And they've been working together on the Heritage Days along with the number of the historic sites and the people that man the sites. I think it's nice to renew, refresh for the people that live around here what we have in our backyard for people to enjoy, of course. The Truck Festival was a huge hit a couple of years ago.
Yep.
The Food Truck Festival with the music over in Coddington Street. August Moon Festival is going to be August 15th with the Quincy Asian Resources. So we're getting back to some normalcy, which is awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. The as you know, Chris Cassani has since left. Any replacement to announce yet?
Ed Grennan.
Oh, okay.
Ed has been the assistant down there on the admin side for a number of years now. He's one of those... Quincy guys, went through the rec program,
mm-hmm.
went off, got his education, come back. He's been working in that department. Everybody loves Ed, does an incredible job, knows the systems. I think him and Allie, the traffic and engineer, are going to be an incredible team, continuing to move that department forward. So we certainly are happy for Ed.
Very good. Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Well, stay cool, Joseph.
Yes, you as well.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.